Livingston, Pete Livingston, and Sam Livingston, those Livingston brothers.
Holy shit. Hey, it's the summer of those Livingston brothers, motherfuckers.
Here we go.
Yo.
All right, Sam, turn off the TV.
No, he can keep the TV. We are multifunctional. Hello. Welcome to our first podcast in a couple of months. As many of you know, we are no longer doing our weekly radio show. So we have re-entered the realm of the podcast. Very, very sexually active podcast. Because Pete,
yes,
at this point, is
surfing
not
porn.
Is not, I repeat, is not wearing pants.
Actually, yeah, that's very true.
He's not wearing any pants.
He called him out on it.
None whatsoever.
I mean, if this was a visual podcast,
I give zero fucks.
None. The amount of fucks that Pete gives.
It's all zero.
I had to adjust the game there because we wanted to make sure everybody got in on this. I mean, this is so perfect. You don't understand what I'm looking at right now. Pete in old SRJC football shirt.
I didn't even realize I was really wearing this.
Yes.
So now I just feel like a washed
boxer briefs. Are those Fruit of the Loom or are they Hanes His Way?
They're Hanes.
Hanes His Way. And a tall aluminum can of some beverage.
A 24-ouncer.
Of something.
Yes.
And I can't be more proud of my brother right now. I can't even begin to tell you how proud I am of him at this moment. I'm beaming as an older brother should.
It's what I strive for.
He's just that good. Just that damn good. I'm Tim. That obviously is Pete, him without the pants. So this other gentleman in the, not the Lazy Susan, but the Lazy Boy.
If that's what this is.
It's actually like a nursing chair.
Right. That would be Sam,
that's cool, I guess.
Sam Livingston. Because he makes the ladies say, "Hello, nurse." That is what he does. Hi, Sam. How are you?
This is weird that I'm sitting here now.
Why is it weird?
No, I'm good.
Why is it weird that you're sitting there? Why would it be weird? It's not weird.
What's up, everybody?
It is awesome. I'm going to sexualize the microphone.
Lay it down on the floor?
It's laying on the floor now. So now we can all talk. But hey, I'll tell you what. This is awesome. A podcast. You know, as I so eloquently put it in our first podcast that we did, the great Dick Vitale. And returning after a great NCAA basketball tournament, him and Hooters, titties and wings, titties and wings. And Dickie B, longtime friend of the show, longtime sponsor of Hooters. I mean,
the biggest.
The biggest, really. He is their Michael Jordan to Hooters Hanes. Without the mustache. We are live from one of our Livingston domiciles. At this point, Samuel and I have just finished our viewing of 121 Jump Street. A movie of renowned quality and hilariousness.
Yes.
Starring one two-time Academy Award nominee, Jonah Hill. And
what was he nominated for?
Moneyball
and
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
No way.
And he is joined by former stripper Channing Tatum.
You know what? I have become a big Channing
Tatum.
Oh,
he's incredible.
He's pretty sweet.
And let's not mince words. He's a sexy human being.
Yeah.
You just look at him and you just melt. You look at him. You're looking at his face right now. I mean, look at that. Look at that punim.
He has gone from... How's my level?
Fantastic.
He's gone from, like,
being pegged as just like the good looking.
Right.
I only do love movies. Mm-hmm. Shit. Now he's just like hilarious. Like, I don't know. Well, he's awesome.
He's McConaughey 2.0. You know.
I think
he's very much.
What did Maddie do?
So Maddie was like,
that was comedic.
He was in Dazed and Confused. That was his break, right?
Yes.
And then he did Ed TV. Remember that movie with Matt LeBlanc? Oh no, Matt LeBlanc was in Ed. I'm sorry. Oh, Woody Harrelson was in Ed TV. Yes, I got Ed TV mixed up with the movie about the monkey pitcher, starring Matt LeBlanc. God. Which I think I saw like the last 10 minutes of, and I really want those last 10 minutes back in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I could have two.
Baseball movies have a really good resume. That was one that I really have no idea how that got made.
Yeah.
You would think that if that was getting pitched to producers and to movie studios, they would hear that and, like, laugh you out. You're like, hey, listen, orangutan can throw 98 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And he's a major league pitcher. You would think they would be like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Stop smoking crack.
So much crack.
So much crack.
So much crack.
Speaking of crack.
Hi, what's up, Ice Cube? Really? Oh, no, he doesn't do crack. Oh. He doesn't. He never did crack. Speaking of crack.
NBA is getting into borderline 1970s crazy crack.
Oh, yeah, there's hella cocaine out there right now. No, there's not. There's not hella crack.
There's lots of potential deals.
Oh, yeah.
Going on.
Oh, God, yeah. No, it's,
Sam's already shut us off.
The draft.
Sam, what would you like to talk about?
That I don't do cocaine. What?
What can we talk about that will keep you engaged for 10 minutes of conversation?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything about any NBA deals, so
should we... World of Sam. What would you like to go into?
No, you guys should keep talking. I can...
Sam.
I don't know.
We want you to be a part of this gentlemanly conversation.
You just got Diablo 3.
Yes.
I don't want to get into video games again.
What is the best website for pornography that you have visited in the last 48 hours?
That titiesandwings.com.
Titties and Wings. Okay. I now want to open up that website. I need to see, is that domain taken? Where's a website that I can see if that domain has been taken? Domain checker. Let's see here. Domain checker. Search, check domain. Check the domain. Titiesandwings.com.
Is it there?
Hey, it's still available!
Oh my god, that's ours. That is fucking ours. Oh, drop $3.
Oh my god. You know how much how much is it available? How much? I'm gonna click here and see how much it is. Oh.
Did I grade it on how great it is and a price accordingly?
Titiesandwings.com. $2! Oh my god, I can get it for $2.
We need to do this.
You know what?
There are worse things to spend too. Here are things that
I have spent worse.
You did tonight, Mr. Spicy Bite from 7-Eleven.
Oh, wow, really?
I mean,
it wasn't spicy. It was just a big bite.
Okay. The big bite, by the way, looking very small big nowadays. Bites.
Oh, right.
And that's not a penis joke. That's just,
the last time.
It looks spent.
Yeah.
It looks spent. Oh, my God. That's an incredible way to say it.
Spicy bites are so pretty big.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Oh, my God. Titties and Wings is $2?
Who doesn't want titties and wings for $2?
You bought a playset of 50 cent rares for $2.
Yeah.
And they were crap rares that you somehow turned into a deck. I can buy the greatest domain name in the history of domain names for $2.
I'm telling you what, titties and wings, the fact that it's there and available, what would you do? Would you hit up Nikki V and be
so
like, hey.
So like, you know, remember Gus Johnson, soundboard.com, our most hallowed of sports websites that we would go to on a regular basis.
Of course.
I kind of feel like this just seems to be a Photoshop of Dickie V one of his commercials, head on table with wings, and two very busty Hooters waitresses standing side by side right near his head, and just like a bended caption over the top that says "titties and wings" in Hooters font. And I don't need to do anything else. And I think I'm done.
You really don't.
I mean, could you imagine? You know what? I'm like going back to school to learn how to code a website. Could you imagine if that is what my like final project was?
That'd be a good one. I'm talking about $2 for titties and wings. That's pretty good.
I mean, there are other domains that are way, 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 way more.
That very much could be
yes.
A fantasy football team name.
Tittiesandspeed.com, that's $2.
No.
Tittiesandfly.com, that's $2. Tittiesandextension.com. I don't know. Tittiesandhishead.com. I mean, it's titties and wings, dog. You don't understand.
You're
titties and wings.
You lost me.
Titties and wings for $2. That's if anybody's looking for a late birthday gift for me, please, please get me that domain name.
So what are your thoughts? World Cup has started.
Yeah,
I'm tired of talking about tittiesandwings.com.
Really?
You want to talk about beating a dead horse? How long have we just talked about tittiesandwings.com?
A lot. It's fantastic.
People have now deleted this episode of the podcast. What episode are we on?
So of our podcast, I think this is like podcast 7.
No, we count what
episode. Oh, we're like on 180 right now, dude. We're up there. Okay. We're up there.
We're going to knock out, because we haven't done
a show in a few weeks.
Yeah, so we need to knock out like 3 tonight.
3 tonight?
We're doing 3 episodes
tonight. Holy shit, 3 tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Harrison's going to be coming over.
Harrison's on his way?
Nice. Yeah.
Cool. Pete is not going to put on pants when Harrison comes over.
No, so. No pants will be put on at all during the future. So, let's go. So, what are we going into?
World Cup.
What do you want? World Cup.
World Cup. Yeah. World Cup. World Cup, I'll tell you what. It's been, this is seriously, like, one of the things that people always talk about with soccer is that it's not exciting. And it's a game that has passed by the ADD generation. Fuck that. This World Cup has been incredibly entertaining. Like, it's the highest. It's the highest. It's the
Jesus. Yeah. No. Okay. So hang on. This. I saw this yesterday.
Humira.
This is an infomercial for Humira, which has, I don't know what it is, but it's clear like skin. This woman who goes to a salon, pulls back her hair, and just has, it looks like the pox.
Yeah.
Like the 1300s.
And there's another it's one. Like the black there's another death. One that's got that red, like, splotchy shit on her
no,
elbow.
No, this is like open wounds.
No. It looked like open wounds. Oh, now they're rubbing her arms. See, look, your skin's so nice. Oh.
See, behind her ears. Oh, wait, and so, it's like, this whole thing, it's like you go in and you get shots. That's where, it's like, that's where it used to be. Like, that's where my open
wounds.
Now
she's, like, running her hand down her shirt. It's like, they were here, too. I'm sorry.
Well, when she walks away, it shows how big these crazy open sword rashes are.
Oh, yeah,
are.
And, like, her knees.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And so...
Oh, my God.
It's like, there's her elbow! Look at her elbow! Oh, my God! Ah! Each time they show her walking out of her salon...
It's getting better?
It's, like, gotten better and better and better. So, it's just really intense because when you're watching, you're just like, oh, everyday infomercial. I see these all the time. Pulls back her hair, and you're just like, Jesus, what the fuck is that? And then, you are a zombie.
And then I was thinking, your flesh, she's starting to turn.
Yeah, it's you're like turning. Your flesh.
Virus medicine.
By the way, flesh is gone.
By the way, World War Z unrated cut now on Netflix for your enjoyment, if you want to watch it.
World War Z, great
movie. World War Z, great movie. Yeah, and then they throw a Subway commercial right after that. It's like, in case you don't want to eat anything.
Guacamole?
Yeah. In case you don't like guacamole.
How hungry are you right now? Right. Not that hungry.
Are you face down in a toilet somewhere? Yes. Yes, we are. So, World Cup. Obviously the U.S. game on Tuesday was
your thoughts.
In fucking incredible. When you kind of felt... I mean, obviously, the goal by Clint in the first 30 seconds was ridiculous. That was...
Yeah, you're
it's a throw-in, it's kind of a, you don't really think about it that early in the game, you know, and then you get a couple of nice, you know, touches, and all of a sudden Clint's got it one-on-one with a defender, and he just says, fuck you, and gets through. He flipped him off as he got by him, and somehow got it to his left foot for a great shot to give the U.S. the lead. And I just remember I had sat down and was working on some stuff for the Stompers, and all of a sudden I look up, and I was like, did that just seriously fucking happen? I was like waiting for an offsides call or something. I was like, that doesn't fucking happen. And it was. It's the sixth fastest goal in the history of the World Cup. Yep,
that fucking happened.
And then, of course, you know, the U.S. kind of went back to playing the defensive soccer that people didn't think they were going to play. And they almost got burned for it. Ghana really put the heat on late in the first half. And then they finally broke through. And when they did, like, you could just hear, like, just the whole country sigh. It was really bad. And then, you know, they got the corner, and people are going to forget about that corner and how bad it was. You know the U. It was a stretch pass, the corner kick. I would say the ball that got out of bounds that led to the corner. It was a horrible play by the Ghana defender to let that ball get across the end line. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I saw that, it's like, oh fuck, you know what has the U.S. got in mind here? And then it took literally the best cross in the history of United States soccer and John Brooks to fucking pound that thing home. And Brooks, who's 21, he was young, people didn't think he should really be on the team, was brought on because of the injuries, you know, a couple of injuries to United States players, and he heads it home, and I was just like, whoa! I got my computer on my lap, so I didn't, like, jump off the couch, but I was just like, what the fuck?
You weren't loud and yelling?
Oh, no, I was loud and yelling, but I was just like, holy shit.
Was anybody home?
My mom. My Los Livingston Madre was home, you know, but holy shit. Like, that changed everything for the United States, because now, we saw it today with Uruguay, Luis Suarez, who was playing on a bum knee, comes out, scores two goals, and sends England home, but, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo.
How much of a bum knee can you have?
Right, and so that's the question, right?
If you're running around in soccer.
Right, and that's the question. So, is Ronaldo's knee really as bad as they're making it out to be?
Lose 3-0.
Well, and is he so unfit? 4-0. Netherlands whooped their ass. And is he so unfit? Not the Netherlands, I'm sorry.
I got you.
Germany whooped their ass. Is he so unfit that he can't do anything about it? And that's the question. And I think you're right. I think it's one of those things where you have to assume he's going to play, and he's going to play really well. And who? Ronaldo? Oh, dude,
no.
He's fucking
ready.
You don't think they did the Kobe knee thing? You don't think they got the German doctors, flew him out?
No.
Come on, Ronaldo.
How much money does he get for playing on the national team?
Like, $1 billion?
No,
he doesn't make $1 billion, but he makes money.
Probably
dude.
Makes like nothing. He gets his money being in the Spanish and the European League.
Well, obviously, no, he's
all about it. Like, he'll play, but
he's bad about it.
He's
rowdy.
No injections, no nothing.
But what Suarez did? So Suarez had knee surgery. Luis Suarez for Uruguay. He's one of the best players in the world. I think, can't remember if it's Chelsea or Arsenal. I can't remember which team. I think it's Chelsea.
He doesn't have a bum knee. If you're out there playing soccer.
But one thing about attackers, Pete.
I don't get it. You run like 8 miles in a game.
Yeah. But
you cannot run 8 miles. Attackers, if I had a bum knee, I wouldn't even make that mistake.
Attackers stay back. They stay in back of the play if they're going the other way. They really don't move forward. It's not like in hockey where everybody comes back.
It's not rec league soccer.
Right.
They are playing against the best their countries have to offer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, and that's why I think you got to suggest.
You have arguably the best player in the world.
Right.
For Portugal, who they're saying is hobbled,
and
his
unfit.
Team loses 4-0. Then you have Uruguay, I'm hobbled, bum knee,
scores,
and I can score two
scores
goals.
Scores both goals.
I'm calling bullshit. Unless they just have, he just
had. Well, he had arthroscopic knee surgery, and so that was his thing, was that they weren't sure he was going to be able to come back and play like he did. But he's like, yeah, fuck that. I got two goals in me. And now if you're Ronaldo and you're resting up, as like, are you going to be as fit as you want to be come Sunday? I don't know if he is.
They're going to lose to the U.S.
I don't know. And I kind of do. I mean, here's the
thing. The U.S. is going to get out of their group.
If the U.S. gets a draw, then things become very interesting.
They're not getting a draw.
Because, well, if they
Portugal lost Pepe or whatever his name is, and he was like their best defender or whatever.
Right.
And then Ronaldo's hurt. So it's like,
But the U.S. doesn't have Jozy Altidore. He's done.
Doesn't matter.
He's the only guy that plays that attacking wing. He's
with the U.S., really, it doesn't matter.
I'm telling you, man. You can only lean on Clint Dempsey so much. Like, Wando's not getting a chance to play.
Anybody.
We're
young, playing with house money. We got nothing to lose.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. So if they get a tie, then things become very interesting. Because, so Portugal get a tie. They would get nothing on the goal differential side. They'd have to go out and they'd have to destroy Ghana, while the U.S. would have to get destroyed by Germany. But if Germany beats Ghana, which is most likely, mm-hmm. then Germany is not playing for anything come Wednesday or whenever that is. And so they'll have 6 points. They're through. But the other thing, too, is that if the U.S. does tie, then Germany will want to win. So then they play the lower seed
in the
group. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. I just think
they won't tie.
Okay. I mean,
I would bet you. What do you want to bet, gentlemen's bet? I mean, what do you want to bet?
The $2 it costs to buy TittiesandWings.com.
How about if I win,
you get a sandwich.
You buy me
a sandwich.
A
sandwich.
An unlimited booster pack.
You mean a $50 booster pack?
An unlimited booster pack.
A $50 booster pack.
Just think about what it will feel like when you open up that booster pack and it's either one of the Moxes or
a Black Lotus. And imagine how grateful I'm going to be when I open it. It's going to be a Thought Lace instead.
Is Thought Lace even in?
Yes. Yes.
Is that a rare?
Yes, it is. It's horrible.
If you can literally get an unlimited booster pack
or a Guardian Angel, it's going to be horrible, Pete.
You're horrible. Hang on, let's see.
That was like me opening a Morning Tide pack a few weeks ago, hoping to get a Bitter Blossom or a Mudavolt, and me getting a fucking anti-snitch and taking the $13 and basically pissing it down the drain. I won no money on that box, Samuel. None. You saw it.
You guys were pulling mythics, though, left and right whenever you got boosters there, remember?
Well, yeah, but that was Ravnica, son. Yeah, Sphinx. I got you a Sphinx.
Yeah, Thought Lace is horrible.
What is it?
I need to see that it just changes the color of one card either being played or already in play to blue.
Right.
Cost a tap, main gain, or use
burden. Yeah. Okay. Or Guardian Thought Angel. Lace. Rarity. We could do that. We could go through Unlimited and find the worst rares, because I guarantee you there are horrible, horrible rares that you would just be like, "That, why is that
a rare?" Oh, it is a rare.
Yep.
That's horrible.
Isn't that horrible?
1.5 stars.
That's 1.5. Bad. It's got a 1. Gatherer's got it for 1.5 stars. How does that have a half star? How does that have any stars?
That's really bad.
There's literally nothing. Like, I'll never end. What is that shit? That's disgusting.
No, that's pretty bad.
So, and if I win,
I'll buy you TittiesandWings.com.
That's $2. I'll buy. Let's see. Here, you'll need to get me. You can get me an Xbox 360 Fight Stick. Just one of the cheap ones.
There's one for $80 that's supposed to be like $130 right now.
I don't have that money. Cats. I don't have that Lyft money yet. Sorry.
What?
Oh, yeah, dude. They are...
Unlimited booster pack is going for $1,500.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so, Pete, if I win, you have to buy me my new house. That's so horrible.
You're kidding me.
$1,500 for an unlimited booster?
Unlimited it's Alpha Beta Unlimited.
Yeah. $1,500. Look up Arabian Nights.
Arabian Nights isn't...
Look up Arabian Nights. I need to hear this shit. You can find this information on eBay.com, by the way. $700?
Man, those look so cool.
Yeah.
That classic. Oh, man. Those are steadily looking.
I still remember.
You can buy the wrappers. 6 Magic the Gathering Vintage Booster Pack wrappers. 4 Arabian Nights. 2 Antiquities with no cards in them. For $80.
That's incredible.
That's incredibly stupid. And whoever is selling that,
the greatest.
Okay, I don't quite want to kick you in the balls, because kicking you in the balls, that sucks when you kick in the balls.
Oh, yeah.
But let me just nut tap you really hard. You know what I mean?
With like a hard object.
You're kidding me.
Come on! Damn, Millie. That barking you just heard. Is our other co-host.
So, Harrison Young, joined us in the studio.
Where's the mic at?
Oh, it's right down there.
Down there.
So,
you can have a seat.
Just be in the vicinity. Pete, can we turn some fans on so that your flop ass sweat doesn't get into the air too much?
No.
No?
Because the fan is right by, and the fan is loud.
Oh.
So sweat it out, Tim.
You know what?
Shut up.
You shut up.
You can open up the front door if you want.
Oh, yeah, then you get everybody to see you when you're
yeah, because we're on the second floor covered by olive trees.
You don't think there's peeping Toms out there, like, looking for you in your vest?
Bring them on!
There are no peeping Toms.
Sam should just, like, take his shirt off and stand outside for 20 minutes.
I've taken Millie downstairs in my chonies to go to the bathroom. Home meal.
Oh, God. Hi, Harrison. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Welcome. Yeah, this is the show. Harrison has joined us. We've talked about how much it costs to buy the domain titiesandwings.com.
If you had to guess,
how much... So, you guys have already bought that, right?
How much do you think titiesandwings.com is?
How much do you think it costs?
I'm going to have to go and say, like, it probably isn't cheap. My instinct says it's not cheap.
How much do you think it's worth?
Oh, man.
Harrison's, like, completely...
$10,000.
No. The correct answer is $1.99.
Oh, damn it. I'm only $10,000 off.
Well, you missed the bet that...
I would have been a terrible person to ask advice for investments.
You would be... Yeah. Like, go
how
on to prices...
How much do we need to put into the website
like,
the name?
It's like, how much would this prize cost on the Price is Right? $25,000. How much is it? $50.
Titties and wings can't go underneath $20,000.
That's right. You have no idea how much solid gold is in that name. So, welcome. But yeah, we were making a gentleman's bet that Pete told me that if he won it, I would have to buy him a pack of Magic cards, and he looked it up, and it was $1,500.
Essentially, Harrison, if you were on The Price is Right, and you made the Showcase Showdown... And they were like, part of your Showcase Showdown is titiesandwings.com.
You would
what is your bid? You're like, $50 million. They're like, try $5.
No. So.
It's already been touched upon that I'm not wearing pants.
I was going to say, this is like the first time, like, literally, in Los Angeles history, yeah. That somebody's actually not wearing pants.
Like, not even shorts.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I mean. Shorts as they are, but yeah, so welcome, Harrison.
We were just talking about the World Cup.
Yeah, the soccer that's being played right now.
The Copa
del Mundo.
Del Mundo.
Copa del Mundo.
How much have you watched?
However much I watched when I was over at your house for Tim's birthday.
That was 2 games.
That was 2
He's
games.
He's watched 2 games of the World Cup.
I think
and
it was
one horrible
game.
Giants loss.
Oh, no.
You want to know
there.
How much somebody...
I was...
Without, I, don't look.
Okay.
But back in the day, like 1993, 1994, Magic, the original booster pack. So you had Alpha, Beta, and then Unlimited. So it's kind of like, you know, when they do releases on games and technology, it's like the Alpha and then the Beta version, you know?
Yeah.
So they had Alpha, which was the original. Then they had Beta, which was like reprints and yada yada yada. Then they had Unlimited, which was another reprint of their stuff with, I think, a few more cards. So Unlimited, which was the third run of the original Magic cards. And then their first expansion set was called Arabian Nights. For just the wrappers with the no cards, for six wrappers, four Arabian Nights and two unlimited booster packs.
With no cards.
With no cards. Just wrappers. Like, they ripped them open, throw away the cards, and like, or not throw away the cards, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
How much do you think those are going for on eBay right now? For six wrappers.
Like $100.
$79.99.
Oh, that was kind of close.
You know what? You know what that is the equivalent to? Signed stick.
What?
That's the signed stick of Magic cards. Except that you're
I'll tell you what. I would be pissed off if I won the bet where I got six packs.
Or and they were wrappers.
Six wrappers? Six wrappers of Magic cards.
I mean, I don't even know what worthless thing for $80. You could give me an Xbox Fight Stick.
How about I get you an Xbox Fight Stick box? Because that's what that's what that
find like is. 10 of those.
The original Mad Catz Standard Edition box.
Oh my god. We got Tim's number. He could probably hook it up with us.
You know, those are actually useful. I put all of my games in the boxes.
There you go.
They fit them perfectly.
They're great for shipping.
Yeah.
They're like the perfect like shipping size. Like if you went to the post office and got like one of those ship it boxes, it's like roughly that.
It's the sturdy
same size.
Yeah, Tim DeUlio, who we met a couple years ago at Evo, nice guy, one of the nicest guys ever. Former minor league baseball player.
At USF, right?
He
was a Don.
He was a Don.
I think.
It was either a Don or he might play for USD. I couldn't remember which one he did play for. But he played for a West Coast team, played in the minor leagues for a couple of years. And he is the West Coast or Southwest sales rep for Mad Catz. And he was there showing off the new TE sticks for Street Fighter Cross Tekken and all this. And that's how Sam got his stick. Because Tim was so nice because we were talking to him about the film, and he and I caught up on baseball, and he was like, here, guys. It was one of the ones that everybody got to play test with that day. Because there's nothing he can do with that.
No, it was a brand newly boxed.
And we were just like, what? And we looked it up that night. It was $250 stick. And Tim forever is in our good graces for that. Hi, Millie, if you continue to
look. Was it really?
Yeah. $250 stick.
Or like $200.
I guess one that we were just imagining it, because I remember looking up, like, it was then like 100 something later. Was it just.
No, because it was like the brand new stick.
Yeah, so it went down in price.
It was like, I think it was like when Cross Tekken was just coming out.
Yeah.
Those are. Everybody wants those sticks. Those SF Cross Tekken ones?
Yeah.
It looks really cool. Isn't it? Even though it's like Cross Tekken.
Everybody hates the game.
Yeah.
It's ironically the most sought after Mad Catz stick.
Because the stick is sweet. A good stick.
They hate the game, but they love the two franchises. So
that's true. Just don't put them together.
Right.
So, speaking of Capcom,
oh yeah, big.
Yeah. They just had a board meeting where allegedly they voted that they would put a lot of the company up.
Well, they're like
for sale.
I guess they're like public or something.
Yeah, so, let's go see what's like the most obscure, like shitty Capcom title. Let's see what we get.
It would be an old Nintendo game.
Well, I don't think they're not doing that though. No. They're just selling. Like if you could
Beedon trolled everybody.
Yeah, that was funny.
Beedon fucking trolls everybody with the Microsoft purchase. So Ono, right?
I can see that.
Ono resigns from Vancouver. I think Monday or earlier this week, right?
Well, it makes sense.
It does.
Because I'm sure he knew the writing on the wall. They're like, okay, we're going to do this, that, and the other thing. And he's probably like, man, I don't want to deal with this shit.
But then then Vidon posts this fake story a couple days later about how Microsoft buys Capcom for $250 million.
Well, that's about, from what I've been reading, they're not worth very much at all.
No, they're not.
I think they're worth like
500 million.
No, it's not worth like 130 million or something.
Yeah, they're like half that.
If there, there's, well, you know, what's funny is that I hear that and I'm kind of thinking like I could get that money together. Even though I probably couldn't, like, hearing something that I love being worth that much.
Like, I'll put that shit up for
it's like, I can get that.
Dude, you know what, though?
Let me get a credit
but,
card.
But how are we going to make our steakhouse if you spend all your money on fucking Capcom?
That'll be the Capcom
Hero,
Steakhouse.
Hero Dreams of Steakhouse?
Then he's turning into a steakhouse.
Company. It'll just be the Capcom Steakhouse.
Yeah, Capcom Steakhouse. Says, the, yeah, we bought Capcom and turned into a steakhouse. What up?
Yeah. Be the Mega Man Steak.
Mega Man Steak! Fat Mega Man Steak. We'll call it the Fat we'll
call,
Mega Man Steak.
We'll call it the pellet.
The appetizer, like, sample. Yeah, would be
dude,
like,
yeah.
Eight
entrees. Entrees, like steaks. Yeah, appetizers, it'll, steaks. Desserts, steaks.
It'll be the boss selection screen.
That'd be sick. Oh my god, we should actually do that, except that no one would come.
I don't know if there's really anything that Capcom can do.
Well, they're from a game development standpoint, they're basically down to, what, 3-4 games? Really?
No. Well, it's because, like, I think the more important thing is that, well, not important, I guess, but basically... They're kind of just, like, in this super deep hole where the last, like, they screwed up Resident Evil, they screwed up Street Fighter Cross Tekken, and not only did they screw up Street Fighter Cross Tekken, but they just didn't want to let go of the fact that they, or accept the fact that they screwed up SF Cross Tekken, so they kept throwing in more and more and more money into it when obviously nobody was buying the game at all. And then...
I think they did, but then it became very apparent...
That it wasn't good.
That it wasn't good enough. I mean, when you had almost every... From what I saw early on, almost every competitive player when they were playing it, it was just like...
It was apparent the game wasn't done yet.
Yeah.
They just called it... I think they called it like Street Fighter Cross Timeout. Or something, because almost every game ended when it was played at a really high level.
That's right.
It always went the 99 seconds.
Yeah, because the damage was so low, and
like it was a combination of a lot of
and
things.
And time was too fast.
But it kind of became apparent that it just wasn't.
I still remember playing it at Starbase and just like, yep, I'm done. I played 2 rounds. I was like, nope.
I still have not touched the game.
That's good. That means you're way better off than I am. Way better off. The greatest picture that Harrison has ever sent me was... Or no, the greatest reaction to a picture I've ever gotten from Harrison was when I took a picture of Street Fighter Cross Tekken for $15 at Target. And I was like, yo, check it out. He's like, I wouldn't even pay 15 cents for it.
No, they're ripping you off.
They're ripping you off. It's like, yo.
You know what I think is really cool?
Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
I think that people's biggest thing is, oh, you know, they'll never be able to afford the Marvel... licensing again, because now Marvel is so expensive. They, you know, they can't do anything, they can't do anything. I think it gives them an excuse to dive into so many different avenues if they want to do versus games or stuff like that.
Well,
that's how I feel.
Well, the other thing, though, is like, do they go the Atlas route, you know? I mean,
What's the Atlas route?
The Atlas route is taking, like, specialty games that maybe aren't getting... like from Japan that aren't getting a look.
Well, they're not,
you know, and
Capcom
and
are,
that state
they make the games.
Well, they make
and
them
and they publish
but,
them.
But you got to think about what gets published in the States versus what gets published in Japan, and it's a wide
it's a weird Capcom's net. A super hardcore Japanese
right
company.
And that's the thing. The Japanese contingent loves them. The American side not as nearly as much. But you know, that's always been the big question with Capcom is can they...
What do you think? Do you think America loves Capcom?
I think America loves Street Fighter.
Well, I mean, Capcom USA literally has nothing to do with any of the games.
Right.
So, I don't think it really matters. If we buy enough of the games, then it'll matter, right? But... I don't know. I just think they're in this really, really just horrible spot, and the only way they're going to get out of it is somebody gives them money or buys a majority of the company and says, like, hey, we own the majority of the company now. Here's a bunch of money. Make a not, you know, crappy new IP and dig yourself out of this Do you mean like
Square Enix?
What's amazing about Capcom is that essentially they're a dinosaur. I mean, they were built in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Essentially. And they haven't... If you look at what are their big titles, what have they been trying to build themselves off of?
They really don't even need any new IPs. They just need to make a non-terrible Resident Evil or a non...
They sold. Resident Evil 6 still sold.
That's the other thing. It did sell. It was horrible, but it sold.
Which is awful to think about. It's like, why did it get
it
more
was,
popular?
It was
so
really
bad.
It was easily the worst Resident Evil ever played.
I think that me personally, I think that Resident Evil needs it's almost turned into more of like an action game.
It is, and they need to bring it back to like
the roots.
Even Resident Evil 4 was
that's one like
an action. It was an action game. It still did a good job of creeping you out.
Yeah, that was one where it was like you went in. It was like the European mountainside.
They could have made it if they go back to that, and I feel like they can make it a little bit more scary.
Yeah,
but I like that balance because I personally didn't like the original Resident Evils where you would walk around the corner and you couldn't see anything. Like, nobody wanted to do that.
Well, that was, I mean, part of that was just because of, like, loading time.
Well, Resident Evil 4 was basically an FPS. Basically. If you think about it.
No, it's third person.
But it was set up like an FPS.
It was an action game.
It was. But, like, the way you played it, I just remember watching it and playing it, and I was just like, it didn't feel like Resident Evil to me.
No. The reason why is because what was great about the first few Resident Evils, probably just 1 and 2, was that you were in danger of actually running out of ammo.
Yeah.
Like, you could, if you weren't smart about your resources and how you got rid of enemies and stuff like that, you could run out. And the first one especially, ammunition and everything was super, 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 super limited.
Yeah.
And so,
there's good strategy there.
You really, it was like, okay, do I want to kill the zombie, or do we want to just run by the zombie, or do we want to try and knife the zombie? Like, what do I want to do? Because you couldn't just, like, in the later ones, you could go buy ammo, you can do all these things, you can just go kill a bunch of guys. You were never really in danger of, like...
Wait, in which ones?
Running out of like, 4.
You couldn't buy ammo at 4.
I thought you could.
Nope. You can never buy ammo.
But it was still plentiful. There were a lot of weapons. There were still
there was.
A lot of different ammunition and grenades. Like, I don't ever remember being like, oh no, I'm out of ammo. Like, there's nothing else I can do. It was always like, oh, I'll just switch to this, or I'll just switch
to
that.
Like, oh, submachine
gun.
Well,
if you play on... the remake for the PC is actually harder. They made it harder. Mm-hmm. And if you... because I've played when it was on GameCube originally. So I would go around.
That's
what
I did.
Yeah, and so I'd go around and like slash things, right? Because I knew if I played on the harder difficulties that if I didn't do it at least every once in a while, I would run out of ammo. I would just... Mm-hmm. And you'd be screwed, basically.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could retry, like, from your last spot, right? And, like, try and get better accuracy or something, but... I mean, you could definitely run out of ammo if you're not playing carefully.
The only thing...
But it's not like Resident Evil 1 where here's like 2 knives where you can kill 2 zombies.
Well, you had one knife, but it was like you would get like a clip. And essentially what you would have to do is like wait for the zombie to get like point blank range and then shoot it in the head.
Yeah.
Because I think... I remember reading in GamePro, they actually listed the amount of ammunition in the game, and it was ridiculous. It was like something like there were like 10 clips of ammo in the entire game. And depending on who, if you were Jill, she had like a 9mm, so she had like 14 or 15 shots per magazine. But if you were Chris, he had, like, the big, like, Luger and only could have, like, 6 rounds. So even though he did more damage and yada yada yada, he still had less bullets.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Fuck it. Capcom. What do you think's happening with Capcom?
I think they're just getting the wrong direction. Like,
no, what do you think is happening with him?
Do you think?
Oh, what are they going to do?
Yeah, like, what the hell is happening with him?
Do you
10 years from now, where are they?
Okay, 10 years from now, if they just say, that's a wrap, and, like, it just dissolves, like...
You know what? I thought about that.
Would anybody be like, holy shit?
No.
Like,
you know what I thought about? Well, I thought about if they left, Evo would still go on. You still have people making fighting games.
Yeah.
Well, someone would buy the Street Fighter license. That's not even a question. If Capcom folds, someone's buying the Street Fighter license.
They would liquidate Resident Evil. They would liquidate
fucking Microsoft.
I think Resident Evil is kind of done, personally.
I mean, people are still buying it, I don't think so.
I mean, it's still a popular series. That's the thing, is like, series wise, it's popular.
Somebody will buy
Sales
Dead Rising.
Wise, it's popular.
Somebody will definitely buy Dead Rising.
Yeah, someone will buy that.
Somebody will buy Mega Man.
Right. For a nostalgia kick.
And then hopefully somebody will actually make a Mega Man game.
Like a true Mega Man game.
Yeah.
Although, have you seen...
Imagine that all they need to do is make a Mega Man game. All they need to do is make just one of these games and they'll be okay.
But have you seen the Kickstarter for the game that the creator of Mega Man is
Mighty
now
Number
making?
Nine.
Mighty Number 9?
Yeah.
1 week.
That's your new Mega Man game.
1 week or 2 weeks, I can't remember, but it was just a fleshed out game. They made like an Unreal Engine game in 2 weeks' time, and they just do like a quick like 10-second demo. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that thing. When it's finished, it's gonna be crazy. Oh, you know what the weird, like, I just hate the idea of Microsoft buying Capcom. I just remember when they bought Rare and they basically just turned that into like a
big pile of crap.
Yeah, like they wasn't
Rare a big pile of crap when they bought it?
No, there's hey, abandon Nintendo, join us, and they're like, sweet, okay, now we're gonna make games for these guys instead, and they're like, nope.
It was
started
basically
firing
just
everybody.
Like all bad after that.
I think they did that literally just to fuck with to keep Nintendo from having as many good games or something.
Were they making good games for Nintendo?
Well, there's Perfect Dark, which is, if you don't own Perfect Dark for N64,
wait, when did Microsoft get Rare?
Like, just in the GameCube.
It was right before
Time Splitters?
No, it was right before Xbox 360 came out. Because
okay, so that was way after
the,
Perfect Dark.
What?
That was way after
But they Perfect still did, like, Conquer on the original Xbox.
Yeah, but they remade Perfect Dark. They remade Banjo-Kazooie. They remade... And they made, I'm pretty sure they made another Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts, right?
Yeah.
That sucked. And then they made... And then they remade another game, too. Or Conker's Bad Fur Day, right?
They did one remake. That was on the original.
How are we doing on time, Tim?
Great.
That was awful, but I remember sitting with some friends and they had it, and it was just like, they had been in, were showing all the best levels, was like, oh yeah, this is awesome. It's like, better graphics. But they like censored out shit that didn't need to be censored for like an M-rated game, and it was just like, I don't know what they were doing.
You know what we're going to do?
What?
First off, I'm going to develop, what do we call it? My new app game.
Checkers? David Checkers.
Was it called Checkers?
It wasn't called Checkers.
Like green and blue?
It was like Swank or something? Boinks or whatever.
It was called like Bumpers or like...
Yeah.
Jumpers?
It was something stupid.
Jumpers with friends. I don't know.
I like Checkers now though.
Sounds pretty dope. I'll have to go back, revisit that episode. But I'm going to do that. Oh, crap. Oh yeah. And then we're going to make an M-rated Tentacle Rape game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That shit would sell. Yeah. Shut up. All of you looking at me right now, shut up.
I'm not looking at you.
Do you think...
Imagine it's going to be like... People who like Chuggers like Tentacle Rape.
Like,
if you like this app, you will definitely like...
little like 5-year-old kids like, I'm playing Chuckers. Yep. Yep. From the makers of Chuckers, cool.
You make like an 8 plus game, and then what's the next game you come up? Oh, it's like not even M, it's like 25 and up.
A lolly. Lolly tentacle rape game.
God damn.
Like hotcakes.
I don't even know.
Hotcakes.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
You don't think it would sell?
No, it would sell. That's why I don't want you to make it. So I don't want you to
People
make
will be it. Like, I gotta try this.
It'll be up.
If we can send it, it's suggested.
You will be angry birds. You will.
From the makers. From not the makers of Flappy Birds and Angry Birds. Oh my god.
From not the makers of Mario Brothers.
From the makers of recently acquired Capcom.
we'll make Chunkers, or whatever the hell it's going to be called.
Chuckers.
Make a shit ton of money, buy Capcom, and then just make a bunch of crazy,
and then open
like,
a chain of steakhouses games. Named after Mega Man.
And then everybody would hate us for the rest
we'll
of our
lives. We'll just make like 20 of them.
Pump them out.
In like two Fuck years. It. Just 20 again.
Fuck it.
Hey man, if you can get $1 million for an app that just says yo to somebody, I think you're good. I think you can do that.
Forget about it.
Yo.
That'd be dope. Yeah. It's like, so...
Are you serious about wanting to do 3 podcasts tonight?
Yeah.
Sweet.
We only got like 10 minutes on this one, though.
Well, yeah.
We'll do another one.
By the way, you know who's coming into town Sunday night and I won't be able to see them? Yeah, guys.
Like, they're coming into Sonoma?
San Francisco.
That's
they're
not
playing,
town.
Yeah. Playing at Cobb's Comedy Club, man. They're going to fucking kill it down there.
I don't even know Cobb's.
Cobb's? Yeah. My buddy Chuck works at Cobb's.
The IPL event that I did?
Yeah.
The last one I did was at Cobb's.
Yeah. Cobb's has turned into a nice little venue. One of the things that you're seeing down in San Francisco is a lot of these venues are turning into multi-purpose ones instead of just music or just comedy.
Yes.
Like the Warfield. I saw Lisa Lampanelli at the Warfield. Warfield's one of the biggest music freaking places in the world. Obviously, they'll do other shows, but, I mean, pretty incredible stuff.
Get that money.
Make that, Skrilla.
Get that money, honey.
Yep, yep.
How are we doing on time?
30 seconds more than when you last asked me.
No, really, how are we
8
doing?
Minutes. We're Eight fine. Minutes. Okay. So.
I don't know if we'll be able to cover it this show, but E3 happened.
Yeah.
Let's do that next one.
Let's do that next show.
Yeah, our E3 spectacular.
There's plenty you can say.
So, who do you have in the finals for the World Cup? Is it too hard to say?
I mean, right now, you got to put the Netherlands there. I think it'll be Netherlands-Brazil. Wait a minute. Actually, they might meet each other before then. I'll have to take a look at the brackets. I think Brazil will definitely be there at the end.
Even though
Mexico tied them. I mean, Mexico basically beat Brazil when you tie them. I'll have to check the brackets to see if that... But, I mean, the Netherlands look like fucking world beaters. Like, no joke.
Yeah, they're really good. RB.
I'm going to call it right now. It's going to be England.
They're out.
Way to ruin my joke before I finish it. I was going to say England and America. USA.
USA is going to be in. As Pete said, USA is going to beat Portugal.
They got it. It's a lock. Your thoughts, it's really quickly. Baseball. Well, a few things happened. Let's, real quick, NFL. Minicamps underway. Vernon Davis holding out.
So is Alex Boone. Colin Kaepernick, rich human being.
What happened?
Six-year deal, $121 million.
I have to assume they get it squared away ASAP.
For Vernon, no.
No?
Not Vernon. Alex Boone, he's asking for too much money when he basically was a fill-in, and they have a bunch of guys that can play on the inside.
So what do you think happens? What happens?
Vernon Davis is going to hold out until training camp starts.
Which is fine.
He's not going to get a contract until through training camp. Alex Boone is going to realize he can make that money regardless.
People will cherry pick the Niners.
He's still under contract, but he's gonna acquiesce before freaking Vernon Davis is. Vernon Davis is going to hold out. So let's remember, Vernon Davis signed the largest. He signed the largest tight end contract in history 3 years ago. Now at 30,
Jimmy Graham's got him.
Not now, but at the time, the largest. Now, 30 million, you know, 30 years old, he wants more money at 30.
What's his contract?
I think it was 4 years at $31.5 million.
So that equates to...
$8 million a year. Let me double check the Vernon Davis contract. Let me check.
How much do you think he's worth?
6 year, $42.7 million. And so...
They can give him a little bit more.
Well,
I don't know.
It's a 5 year deal worth 36. You don't trade him. You're gonna sign him. But like this is the problem with this is he's doing it because he knows that the Niners don't have a good backup plan. Vance McDonald dropping passes left and right, and the not good Celek tight end. And so that's why he's doing this. But at the same time, it's like, yo, why you gotta do this now? Why you gotta do this now? Alex Boone, same thing. Why you gotta do this now? You know? And so, they're gonna take their fines. They're gonna get $75,000 fined each, you know? And then they're gonna just say, okay, minicamp starts in a month. We'll talk then, you know?
Could you imagine just like pissing away $75,000?
But that's what I don't like about the
more, yeah, that's on what, fucking yeah. Tentacle pork.
Oh, true. Right. Shut up! Those will sell.
They might deserve the
so
new...
So much lolly tentacle rape.
But it's like... But that's the thing. It's like, so these guys These guys want to get paid. These guys want to get paid. Yet, like, for example, Vernon Davis isn't thinking, oh, so this is going to be the best set of offensive weapons that my quarterback is going to have or has ever had. And I'm going to hold out for a contract now when you could go out, have yourself a hell of a year this year, and be like, yo, right? And he had a good year last year. He didn't have a great year.
Well, his role has diminished.
Well, that's because...
He went from the go-to security blanket of a shitty offense to now, like you were just saying, surrounded by weapons, Frank Gore, more quality touches.
Yeah.
You add Michael Crabtree, who came into his own. Yeah. That's about it, really.
Right. And so, Davis currently third highest rated or third highest paid tight end in football.
Yeah.
Behind Gronk, who's, forever hurt, and Jason Witten. Now, Jimmy Graham is making money in New Orleans. However, Jimmy Graham wants to get paid like a wide receiver, except I don't know if you heard about this, but it says tight end on his Twitter bio. Uh-huh. And they're actually trying to use that against him and saying, you're saying you're a tight end. Uh-huh. Why are you wanting us to pay you like a wide receiver?
Why does it matter what position you are if you put up fucking sick numbers?
But that's the thing. It's like, so...
It's like, hey, Harrison, I scored 50 billion points and I'm an offensive guard. Who cares? If you're scoring 50 billion points, you should get paid for whatever. I hate this.
But like next year... Crabtree, Mike Iupati, they're both free agents.
Yes.
Alex Boone, we know you want that money. You're making $2 million this year. But are you saying that I need to pay you and then I'm not going to have enough money next year to sign the best left guard in football right now?
Yes.
Or you're going to say no to the favorite receiver of my franchise quarterback?
Interesting stuff.
It's interesting stuff. So, and plus, the Niners do have to pay Alden Smith.
Yes.
$10 million.
The Niners have lots of good players that all want
and,
to get
and
paid.
And so all of a sudden, all these players, and we you fear this happening, all these players coming to be good at the same time and all want the money. So,
we're going to turn into the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah. I can see it.
Shit the bed. Richard Sherman got into a fight at minicamp today.
Was it over Compton?
It was during a running play. Wide receiver, can't remember his name.
Baldwin.
Ran, block him. Next thing you know, Sherman got pissed off, knocked his helmet off. Punches were thrown.
Because Richard Sherman's a gangster, dude. He's a eloquent gangster.
He's a thug.
He's a thug.
He's a thug.
He's such a thug.
I only say thug when I'm referring to African-American men with cornrows, corn rolls.
Who talk brashly.
Yes. Who are very aggressive in their speaking. I don't know. People are making a big deal about it. They're fucking
ridiculous. But hey, got the podcast in the can, son.
Did we hit our hour?
Hell yeah, we hit our hour.
Okay, cool.
We're ready
to
go.
So next show, we got some stuff to cover. We'll talk about E3. We will talk about the
fucking NL Giants. West.
The Giants are shitting the bed. The Dodgers are making the bed.
I just shit my pants.
And yeah, we'll talk about the new Street Fighter game that just came out too.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. Ultra.
All right.
Hugo, all day, every day.
So amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Can't wait for that. Ultra tentacle rape.
Yo!
You wait, dude.
Chuckers. Chuckers coming to
Ultra Chuckers.
Chuckers coming to an Android and iOS platform near you.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to Los Livingston Brothers.
On your children's leapfrog. Find it on your children's leapfrog.
God damn it. That's incredible. Alright. See you guys later. See you next time. Bye bye.
See you next time.